Dr. Gregory Scott, 83 Park Terrace West, Apartment 3A, New York, New York, 10034.
HBD, Valerie of Council to Delorant, correspondent. Good morning, Mayor.
Vadim Goldstein for the respondents, and I have with me two agents for the landlord, the registered managing agent and his brother. Mr. Scott's ordered to show cause.
You're alleging the work wasn't completed?
Pardon?
You're alleging the work was not completed?
The work was not completed. They then, so I had to, I showed up last week, waste of half a day because they didn't show up. So I had to come back again, I had to go down. So I reopened the original case, of which this is a part, asking for a third key. My wife and my legal roommate, one of the top graduate students in France at Columbia, on occasion end up on the stoop because we only have two keys for three legitimate people. It's been 50 days now since I served them with the notice. This goes back to July 26th when another member of the Tenants Association, which I started with them, have been threatened with death and harassment. And seriously, I've called the police. We have police reports. This is a long history. But let's just focus on the stuff today, Your Honor, because there...
Yeah, it was my motion to restore for failure to provide access.
And they didn't show up.
Okay.
And they perjured themselves.
Wait, so you, there's a consent order.
Yes.
That was signed in
That's it.
January 2016.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So they, the consent order requires the landlord to...
This is it, right?
Yeah. January 25 and 26 were the access dates.
This is what you're suing on, correct?
And on the court file, Judge Gonzalez denied Mr. Scott's application for a third key.
Because I didn't have a roommate at the time, Your Honor. A week later, I did.
Okay. I don't see that, but all right, let's go back.
Well, so, there may have been more than, I think you brought more than one case.
No,
There have been two cases.
No, not today. That's why maybe he's remembering the keys.
The history of this is that one of the other members on the Tenants Association, Caitlin Napolitano, started in November because they did the same thing to her that they've been doing to me. Namely, July 26, 2015, they changed the outside locks. I've been there 17 years, Your Honor, without any problem with the outside doors, no complaints about them. They changed the outside locks and only gave my wife, myself, and my legal roommate two keys for three working adults. They did the same thing to Caitlin Napolitano, who came here three times, took her three half days to finally get, you may have actually awarded it because they were demanding the Social Security number from the firefighter. I'm not sure if you were, it was Judge Gonzalez who did the first two. The third time they came back, I can give you the date, I think it was December 10th. And they were forced to give the live-in boyfriend of 2 years, a spouse in effect, the second outside key. They've been doing the same thing to me. So this is a...
So right now, we're talking about an extra key.
Yeah. We're talking about three
keys. And we want to finish the work that Mr. Scott is
not letting us do. Is that this violation?
Yeah. Finishing the work, right. They didn't do the chain guard. They overpainted the door.
The violations that, my client believes are
and
still
perjury,
outstanding.
Perjury, Your Honor.
It's, wait,
what is 110-52178?
And the chain guard. I'll let him. He knows that stuff better than I do.
I just see a violation for a chain.
What number is that?
Provide a lock and key. It's number, Your Honor, 110-52178. It appears on the second of two pages.
Yes, we agree that that's not yet done. 110-52178, we agree, is not yet done. And 110-52161. That's why we made our motion. 110-52161.
So
that's correct, Your Honor. Obviously, we need to clear them.
Okay. And can you give access dates for them to do that?
So, Your Honor, I came to court. We agreed that it would be the 25th and 26th of January. They showed up on the 25th, six of them at least. He gave me a hard time. I was there. I can show you my surgeon's report from 4 days before. I just had surgery, five-figure surgery on my right elbow. I was not going anywhere, right? So they showed up. They painted the relevant part of the apartment, but they didn't do the chain guard. HPD contacted me later and said it was all the work done, and I would let them in for 10 minutes, him especially. He's a great guy, lucky, great guy. I'm going to get a report. Oh, sorry. I apologize. So I can get the chain guard is easily done.
So we have two violations that you need to give access to that were
right. I gave them. So that I was there. Yes, Your Honor. But I was there on the 26th, rehabilitating all day home. And
so you said they came on the 25th and not on the 26th.
Exactly. And they just perjured themselves, saying they were denied access on the 26th in this motion that made me come here and lose a half day of work last week. This is the counsel.
I don't have the date of the motion. But what happened was is that. The motion dated February 12th. The denial of access.
I'm sorry. So on March 3rd, you weren't here.
I think my office miscalendared it. That's why. And then we got this. I made the motion, but my office miscalendared it. And
so how are we going to?
So the denial of access element that we're talking about is that Mr. Scott was obligated to move stuff away from the walls to create space for the workers to work, right. And he did not do that. So in the living room, right?
Correct.
In the living room. So we still want to paint one of the violations that I referenced, Your Honor.
But what I'm saying is you want to restore, he came to court. You came to court on, you brought him.
I was just talking to you.
Did you come to court on that?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Your Honor.
And
yes.
Then nobody showed up.
Correct. That's why I was able to go back down and start it again at the third.
Okay. And then you brought a motion.
Right.
So
we
give
him some money. Oh, of course, no, Judge, absolutely not. He's not letting our workers do the work.
He said on the 25th and on the 26th he was in the apartment.
No, Mike.
He says he has medical testimony. Do you want me to hold you here?
He has.
Can we go under oath somewhere? I would love to go under oath.
He says he was recovering at home.
Okay.
Surgery.
Okay.
He let you in on the 25th.
Right.
And he was waiting for you to come back on the 26th to do the work. He's saying that he was home. And you didn't come.
Allow me to speak. We came into the apartment on the 25th. We finished. We were ready. We had up to five people to do work. We finished everything in the apartment aside from his bedroom and the living room. The living room, there's still a violation. He didn't move the stuff, not allowing us to paint that day to finish the apartment.
We didn't interrupt you. So let my client speak, and then you can speak.
We came back the second day to finish it. The items were still not finished. He said, you can finish it.
The living room and the bedroom were never to be painted. They're part of the court order. There were only half the apartment was to be painted. They did it. They did it on the 25th.
North,
so this all this
north.
Nonsense, all
no,
this.
No, it wasn't done. It was not finished.
I wasn't asking for the living room.
He said,
bedroom.
"Come back in the spring."
It's not a matter of what Mr. Scott wants to finish. It's a violation, so it has to be done, or else my client is subject to penalties. What he wants is irrelevant. It's a violation. He called HPD.
There's violations. There's the kitchen, the bathroom, the foyer.
I can't wait till springtime and then get penalized on that. That's not my problem. That's the only problem.
Which room is that? What's the first room from north?
First room from the north is the like the dining room as you enter.
Was that available for paint?
Oh yeah, they painted the whole thing that they were supposed to. That was on this whole list. They painted it. It was done on the 25th.
The living room has cracks.
Living room, wait. Show me where there's a living room violation.
It's not there.
It's here.
Yeah, show me.
Which one?
I'll bet you 20. I'll give him 20,000.
Sorry, wait. Oh, what?
Second violation.
He says so that's the dining room.
That's not the dining room.
No, we have a controversy.
The 1105-2161 is what we're saying.
I don't want
East at South.
Who's talking over me? Repair the defective of plastic surfaces.
You enter the hallway, and then it's the dining room. The kitchen is to the right. The living room is to the left.
Dining room.
Dining room.
Yeah.
Okay. But we don't know. We enter. How do we know where we're entering from? What's the first room from the north?
Yes. They painted
it.
Okay, that's the end of that. Yeah. Dining room.
No, it's not.
You did.
But it's not the dining room. He's saying that it's not the dining room. If you look at the description of the apartment, it's not.
What is it?
They're talking about the living room.
The violation, the first room from north is the living room.
First room from north?
Yeah.
Is the living room. We're saying that's the living
pictures,
room.
I will bring pictures, Your Honor.
It doesn't, you don't have, a, it's not pictures. It's
just major, there's major cracks
it's a,
there.
It's a navigational tool.
When you move from north, that means, okay.
When they come back to
when
me.
You walk into your apartment.
That's the north entrance. We have one front door from the north. It's the northernmost point in the apartment to the hallway. When you walk into that door, that's the northernmost point.
Apartment 3A,
right? And then you get a hallway, and then you walk into this dining room. Okay? That is further north than the living room, which is off to the...
It says the first room from north located. So it's the first room. What's the first room as you walk in from the
room? Does the hallway count as a room?
No, because that's a different...
So then it's the dining room. Very easily proven by photograph.
So you walk in, and the first room
is the dining room.
It's a dining room. So why are you saying it's a
hallway? But my client said the dining room is part of the hallway.
Yeah. It's not. Yes, it is.
No,
it's
okay, well, maybe your client has...
Let me explain.
No, judge.
Judge, it's living room is one room, bedroom is two room, second bedroom is three room, kitchen is fourth room. That's a part of the hallway, Judge. I just don't want
there's no
HPD to come back and leave that violation or give a new violation.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense. It makes plenty of sense.
First room.
That's good sense.
Doesn't make any sense to me. He's saying the first room north of the entrance is the dining room. That's it, the dining room.
So he's saying you walk into the dining room? You walk into the apartment, into the dining room?
Into the hallway.
That's a foyer. It's a foyer.
That's it.
Okay, sir, you're wrong.
Judge, that's...
No,
not
sorry.
Judge, you can't... Your Honor, I appear before you all the time, Judge, and you know me, but I don't think it's right to tell my client that it's wrong if Your Honor has never really been in the apartment or knows the geographic setup of the apartment.
So
they know. They're there all the time.
Give me a paper. Let me draw now. Wow. An architect, too. That's wrong. It's four rooms.
Can't the great
four
rooms start?
It's four rooms.
How many rooms did you want to paint when you came in?
We were set up to paint the whole thing.
Okay, stop right there. How many violations were there for painting?
About four or five.
How many?
At least four, maybe five.
So, but for what rooms?
Foyer, hallway, kitchen, bathroom,
and
this
the north
mystery room.
There's a foyer
violation? Yes, Your Honor.
Go ahead.
There's the first room from north violation, a kitchen violation, a bathroom violation.
Kitchen, bathroom.
First room from north.
First room from north.
Private hallway. And that's it.
Okay. Foyer.
Five.
Kitchen, bathroom. First. All right. And what did you say? I'm sorry.
Private hall.
We have the foyer
here. Okay.
Okay. So how many, describe your apartment.
He's actually doing something.
Describe your apartment. Is
so
label north.
I'm looking near the foyer.
When you first enter the building,
it's a hallway. I open the door.
Foyer.
It's an entrance.
Is there a kitchen in your apartment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a bathroom in your apartment?
Yes.
Is there a private hallway in your apartment?
A second private hallway, lady.
Okay. Now, what's the room as you walk in? What's the first room? Is there a dining
so that's
room?
South.
The dining room.
How many bedrooms are there?
Two.
So, and
okay,
that's.
So
east.
Were they doing the bedrooms?
Only the small one because I tried to get it done in September. They never answered for 3 months. No.
Okay.
Only one bedroom was on the list.
So they were supposed to do on the 25th, what did they paint?
What they were supposed to.
Tell me what they painted.
They painted the hallways you enter, the dining room, the kitchen, the second hallway, the small bedroom on the right, and the bathroom. They did not paint the master bedroom or the living room because that was not asked for.
It is not on the report.
Okay, it's not on the report.
No.
That's it.
I just wanted to show you where the north room is.
That's the
old building for 40 years.
Yeah, that's the north room. It's not a bedroom.
It's a living room. It's a living room.
Could I see that, Your Honor?
There are major cracks that weren't done because we were supposed
okay,
to do
it. Okay, the living room is not on the violation report.
It's the first room from the north. That's the
first
that's
room
the
from the north.
Room. Where is
no.
the dining room?
It's connected with the...
Oh, this is no completely dining. Ridiculous.
That's not ridiculous.
This is utterly ridiculous. So this is very large here, Your Honor. The entrance into the living room is like an Arabian arch. Oh, I'm sorry. It's like an Arabian arch from the big dining room. This dining room actually extends all the way to here. This dining room here. That's his drawing. I can show you photographs. I can show you photographs. All this argumentation, I can simply show you arguments, too.
So where's the other bedroom?
Here. This is what it really, closer to what it looks like. And I can pull up on my computer and show you the photographs, Your Honor. That'll settle it right away.
All right, Kim, you're going to do this. This is just too ridiculous. I'm sorry. You say it's all been done or
the,
not?
The painting has all been
He's
done.
He's really worried about this key. He needs the key.
The key.
There's no violation for a key.
Yeah.
So well, no, there's a violation for a key lock.
So no furniture needs to be moved to just a place to put in a chain guard, Your Honor.
Of the dwelling unit.
Yeah.
The dwelling unit. He wants a key to the front of the building.
That's the second matter. That's the third key.
It's not part of this
key. No, it is. It is.
It's chain guard. It's not a key. He wants a key to the building.
I'm getting a little confused.
That's what this is all about.
Did they come out to the field?
Kim, you want to see if you can settle this?
Did they come to the field? Did they come out?
But, Your Honor, there's perjury involved, so I'm not settling for perjury.
You go to a different court. That's
right. Who decides perjury? Can we go to court for that?
District attorney. Yeah. Moving on. We'll join you outside, Kim. Or
okay.
Gather up your stuff.
May I ask if they have
a... Not with the other side. Nobody's here. You can't talk to a judge.
Oh, I see. I apologize. I'm a novice.
You're getting a legal, unlike
the professionals. I'm a mere PhD.
You have to calm down. And that's when you control yourself. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm up,